Howe County Health Department confirms the first case of COVID-19 in a 44-year-old female in West Plains. The health department urges county residents who develop flu-like symptoms such as a headache, body aches, fever, or a cough to stay at home and contact their health care provider. Residents who are not ill should make sure that they have enough food, medication, and other items that they may need if they get ill and have to isolate themselves for several days. The health department says that contact tracing has begun and that individuals who are believed to have been in contact with the infected individual will be contacted. There are now more than 216,000 cases of COVID-19 in the United States. Wednesday, officials in Missouri announced a total of 1,581 confirmed cases with 18 deaths. Arkansas reported 624 confirmed cases with 10 deaths. Locally in Missouri, there are 4 cases in Wright County, 3 in Carter County, 2 in Ripley County, and 1 each in Howland, Texas County. The one in Texas County no longer lives in Missouri. Locally in Arkansas, there are 5 reported cases in Stone County, 2 in Independence County, and 1 each in Baxter, Lawrence, and Randolph counties. And now, according to the latest updates from the Arkansas Department of Health, we do now have a confirmed case of COVID-19 in Sharp County. No details are being released at this time. We'll continue to follow this story and keep you updated as we get more information here at the Ecom News Network, ECNN. Across the country, there have been several reports of shortages of personal protective equipment, but as of right now, that is not a problem at OMC. I talked to Kim Wood.
At OMC, we have been fortunate that we have had a community outpouring of different organizations and individuals who have generously donated personal protection equipment, or PPE, as it's commonly referred to OMC for our healthcare workers on the front lines. Specifically, when we talk about the COVID-19 outbreak, we are mostly talking about needing face shields, the surgical face masks, gloves, and such. And different organizations have stepped up and donated, specifically Arlie Home Fashions and some other organizations. Missouri State University at West Plains has donated different types of equipment and supplies. And for now, we do have approved PPE for our healthcare workers to use, and we are continuing to explore our different resources and alternate resources.
She said that you can still donate equipment.
We are happy to take donations from the community if people do have this equipment to donate to us. And if they would like to make a donation, they can contact the OMC Foundation. They can be reached at 417-853-5200. Or we are taking donations at the emergency room entrance.
Again, that phone number is 417-853-5200. The city of West Plains has announced the closure of several facilities. I talked to Community Service Director Todd Shanks about it.
We have decided to close the library, the Civic Center, the sports complex. We've also closed the Welcome Center and the Senior Center through April 15th to comply with the stay-at-home order issued by the West Plains City Council on March 20th. 27th. Those buildings are close to the public. However, we will have staff that will come in on a limited basis just to keep everything clean, keep everything operational in the event that we are able to open.
Mr. Shanks said that North Terra Golf Course is open to members only and that they ask that you follow the rules of social distancing and please don't touch the flags and don't pick up golf balls that you find on the course. A 19-year-old from Marion County has been charged with murder. Caleb William Nance is charged after a body was found last Thursday. Nance also faces charges of tampering with physical evidence. The body was identified as 49-year-old Jerry Don Hensley. He was found in a field beside a motorcycle by a walker. Nance is being held on $1 million bond. Another man, 63-year-old William Dean Norris, is being held for felony hindering apprehension or prosecution and tampering with evidence. He's being held on $50,000 bond. The ongoing spread of COVID-19 in our region requires school districts to be flexible and make decisions that are in the best interest of public health. In consultation with the health department officials, several districts have announced that they will be closing school now through April 24th. They include West Plains School District, Junction Hill, Richards, Fairview, Howell Valley, Glenwood, Willow Springs, Mountain View, Birchtree, Liberty, Dora, Couch, Thayer, Koshkonong, Alton, Bakersfield, Gainesville, Lutie, and Ozarks Christian Academy. The extended closures impacts all extra and co-curricular activities, including athletic competitions, practices, and after-school programs and events. We talked to Thayer Superintendent Tanya Woods about the extended closure.
We've been meeting Monday morning via Zoom video. So, and then I've also been meeting on Mondays with our SCA conference superintendents. And, you know, when President Trump came out this last week extending everything till the 30th, you know, it just, we didn't really have a choice. And, you know, we've not been hit real hard, you know, thank the good Lord, in our area yet. So, you know, it's still coming, but, you know, precautions are necessary, as much as I hate it, because let me tell you what, it'd be a lot easier just to be in school.
The school districts will continue to reevaluate the situation week to week. A Mountain Home man who's ran from the law before is on the run again. 31-year-old Stephen Richard Wapples allegedly had stopped reporting to his parole officer. He has a lengthy record and was the subject of four different manhunts. He's now free on $5,000 bond. Anyone who knows of his whereabouts should contact authorities. A man from Independence County has been arrested after fleeing from police. 29-year-old Brett Anthony Crick was arrested. He's charged with fleeing and operating an ATV on a roadway. Howell County 911 reports receiving 2,156 calls during the month of March. 1,792 calls were made for emergency service agencies, with 991 going to law enforcement, 512 for medical, and 289 for fire, rescue, and first responders. 70% of the calls were made from cell phones.